We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're still in the introduction, page Yod, the bottom paragraph, Achlif Sof, Yomei Bayit Sheni. At the end of the days of the period of the Second Temple, Gavera Sinat Chinam V'Lashon Rabbeinu. We, the Jewish people, we had a rampant, baseless hatred, and people were saying Lashon Hara, speaking ill of one another, amongst other sins. This was the prime cause for the destruction of the Second Temple and the great diaspora, the great expulsion of the Jews from the land of Israel until this day. The Jews have been in exile, as the Talmud tells us in Tractate Yuma, and the Jerusalem Talmud says it as well. And now the Chafetz Chaim adds a parenthetical remark. Hagam, even though you might ask on what we just said, Shagmarana Kata, that the Babylonian Talmud says that the prime cause for the destruction of the Second Temple was, does anyone know? Sinat Chinam, baseless hatred. Chafetz Chaim tells us an insight here. He says, a kavana, what the Gemara means to say is, Lashon Hara, gam ken shiyotzet mitzad ha-sina. The Talmud really meant to put a finger on Lashon Hara that emanates from hatred. Because if it wasn't for this sin of speaking badly of other people, then they wouldn't have been punished so harshly. The Hainu, the Siyem Sham. And that's why the Talmud over there concludes. The Talmud says, why was the first temple destroyed? Because there was idol worship, Avodah Zarah. There was Gilui Arayot, illicit relationships. And Shfichut Amim, there was murder. Three hefty sins. And then the Talmud says, why was the second temple destroyed? Because there was baseless hatred among Jews. And then the Talmud says, you see how weighty sinat chinam, baseless hatred, is, that it can bring about the same destruction as the three heavyweights, the three heavy sins of murder, illicit relationships, and avodah zarah, paganism. So the Chafetz Chaim says, that's why the Talmud over there says that concluding line, lelamedcha, this should teach you, shekasha sinat chinam keneged avodah zarah v'gilui arayot u'shfichut damim, that sinat chinam is so terrible, it can carry the weight as those three terrible sins. And if you look closely, this idea, which sin weighs up to those three, the Talmud tells us in Tractate Erechin, that's speaking about Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim, in his brilliance, connects the two lines, the Talmud in Tractate Yuma and the Talmud in Tractate Erechin, and he says, so let's put the two together, and then we understand that the Second Temple was destroyed for Sinat Chinam that expressed itself in Lashon Hara. And he says, you know, the truth is, if you look closely in the Tractate Yuma itself, the Talmud says that in the period of the Second Temple, people used to, what's it called? Knife someone? Stab, that's the word I'm looking for, right. They would stab one, they would stab their friends in the back with their tongues. So the Talmud refers to this idea that people were actually speaking badly of one another. So the Chafetz Chaim comes back to the point, and he says, and since the destruction of the Second Temple till today, every day we anticipate, we pray before God, that He should bring us back, He should bring us close, as He promised us in His Holy Torah, and we have this promise reiterated by the prophets numerous times, as much as we pray, we don't have a temple. We don't have it. We're not back yet. Kmo shamu chazal, as our sages say in Talmud, miyom shnechav bet hamikdash, from the day the temple was destroyed, choma shel barzel, there's an iron wall, mafseket ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim, that separates between Israel and their father in heaven. We try, we pray, and yet we're not making it back. So the Chafetz Chaim says all of this began with baseless hatred that was expressed through slander, through speaking badly about other people. And again, we're in the introduction. We're going slowly, paragraph by paragraph, to be continued, Be'ezat Hashem, Wednesday night.